Was she like a funeral director?
No, she was a grief counsellor. It was very trendy in the 80s to offer grief counselling with your funeral.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Was there like a trend of what kinds of funerals people would have, or
not that I was aware of? But I did see dead bodies as a child that weren't my own family members.
Oh,
so I was very, very mature.
And on that note, death. Scott McAteer to the microphone.
Depressing
please.
Death.
I've always thought that I don't want to be buried. That I want to have a Zarathustrian air burial, where basically they chop you up and they feed you to birds. It's like a proper thing, and it sounds like it's the most ecologically sound way of disposing of a body. And it also seems kind of fair, because I eat a lot of chicken. So I think that, it's like animals getting yummies. And I
feeding
think that
the seagulls.
Yeah, feeding the seagulls.
I think that's beautiful.
I think that'd be like a nice last thing that you can do. And, of course, there's nothing left of your corporeal body, so your family has to sort of make do with the memories of you and things like that. It's a lovely...
Lucy Schmidt to the microphone, please.
Hello, I'm to the microphone. I'm not even standing, I'm sitting right in front of it. There
lovely.
We go. And you can hear my lovely Kiwi accent there. I'll put on more of an Australian one probably later on, with limited success, I imagine.
Very good. And finally... Stacey Taylor, please.
What kind of birds?
Traditionally, it's vultures, but I'd prefer...
chickens.
Yeah, chickens or crows, because there's a lot of crows around.
Let her talk.
Actually, you probably... Sorry, I was genuinely interested, but you probably need to test my level. But you would think that chickens would be inadequate to consume human remains.
Oh, they would
not. Like,
you set a bunch of chickens on a corpse.
That sounds like the boys of experience.
Yeah. My sister used to work at a chicken farm. She said they are absolute killers.
Mm.
And they, instead of pecking her, she used to, when they started to sort of go mad,
that was
like crazy, she'd have to throw an egg on one and they'd all go nuts on the one who had the egg on it.
The sacrifice.
That is a true story.
It seems really, really brutal that they would be attacked by their own offspring.
Are we all well?
I think so.
Splendid.
I'm not well.
Well,
you're not well?
Sorry.
I know. Stop.
Sorry, talking about chickens devouring us all.
Oh, well.